Chapter 3. The Coronation. The next day, with Fritz and Colonel Sapt, I met a group of important men, all ready for the big procession. A tall man welcomed me. He wore many medals, including the yellow and red ribbon of the Rose of Ruritania on his coat.
"This is Marshal Stanislav," Sapt murmured. "He's the most famous veteran of the Ruritanian army."
I also met the Chancellor of the Kingdom. I mounted my horse, with the Marshal on my right and Sapt on my left. Our large procession began. The city of Strelso was partly old and partly new. Spacious modern boulevards surrounded the original town. The rich lived on the outside and the poor lived on the inside. As we entered the city, the streets were full of cheering, waving people. The balconies were filled with beautifully dressed ladies. They curtsied and smiled down at me. Red roses fell on me from everywhere, and I started to enjoy the procession. At that moment, I believed, or almost believed, that I really was the king. I looked up at all the beautiful women on the balconies. Suddenly, I saw Antoinette de Mauban, my fellow traveller. Thank goodness she didn't recognize me as the Englishman from the train. As we entered the old poor part of town, the marshal turned his horse to block me.
"What are you doing?" I asked.
"This neighborhood is not very safe for you, sir," he said. "Many people in this area didn't like the previous king. You might be in danger here."
"I don't care," I said. "I want all my people to see that their new king loves his people."
Sapt and the marshal tried to protest, but I insisted on continuing. I really felt like their king now. And so we entered the center of Strelso. I was dressed in a red tunic, and I had a big medal across my chest. I wore an orange cape over it. My horse was as white as snow.
"Bravo for the king!"
somebody in the crowd suddenly shouted. I waved to the crowd, and they all began to cheer. They believed I was the king after all. I heard people in the crowd talking as our procession went by.
"He looks very pale," one woman said.
"He's bigger than I thought," said another.
"He's more handsome than his portrait,"
a pretty girl said. At last we came to the cathedral, and I got off my horse. I saw the priests in their magnificent robes. I heard the sound of the organ. The cardinal rose from his throne to welcome me. Two faces stood out in the crowd. A young woman, pale and lovely, with beautiful red hair. And a man with black hair and deep dark eyes. I knew immediately that this man was Prince Michael, the king's brother. When he saw me, the duke's eyes opened wide in surprise. His sword fell to the floor with a loud noise. He could not believe that his brother was healthy and ready for his coronation. I knelt before the altar, and the cardinal anointed my head. Then the cardinal took the crown of Ruritania and put it on my head. I swore the oath of the king and, forgive me, received the holy sacrament. I sat on the royal throne and the lady with the pale face and lovely hair came towards me. Two servants helped her with her long dress. A royal courtier announced her name.
"Her Royal Highness, Princess Flavia."
She curtsied. I gave her my hand and she kissed it. I didn't know what to do. I kissed her twice on the cheek, and her face turned bright red. The cardinal came near and gave me a letter of congratulation from the Pope. Next came Prince Michael, also known as the Duke of Strelso. He looked very uneasy, as if he wanted to escape. I noticed his hands were trembling as I took his hands and kissed him on the cheek. I think we were both very glad when it was over. But one thing amazed me most of all. Nobody questioned
or doubted for 1 minute that I was the real king. I tried to act tired and bored, as if I had been royal all my life. Everybody came to congratulate me. Ambassadors from all over the world greeted me, including Lord Topham, the ambassador from England. Thank goodness, the old man was too blind to remember that we had met once before in England. When the ceremony was over, I rode in a carriage with Princess Flavia back to the palace. Someone in the street shouted, "When's the wedding?" Now I felt stupid, because I had forgotten to ask Sapt if the king truly loved Princess Flavia. I said nothing until she finally spoke. "You know," she said, "you seem different today." "Really?" I said, trying to sound casual. "Yes," she went on. "You seem calmer and more serious." "Does that please you?" I asked. "Yes, it does, Your Majesty," she said shyly. "I try to do what pleases you," I said. "Did you notice your brother Michael?" she said. "He looked very uncomfortable." "Yes," I said. "He wasn't enjoying himself." "Please be careful," Princess Flavia said. "Watch him carefully." "He wants what I've got," I said, looking at her, "and what I hope to get one day." As we entered the palace, guns were fired and trumpets were blown. Since I was the king, I sat at the head of the table. Prince Michael sat on my right, and the cardinal sat on my left, next to Princess Flavia. We enjoyed a delicious banquet. I was having a marvellous time and enjoying my performance, but I wondered what the real king of Ruritania was doing that night.